Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears, Chapter 1, Scene 3, Why Are You Afraid of Death? Vasudev said, My dear brother-in-law Kamsa, you are the most famous king of the Bhoja dynasty, and people know that you are the greatest warrior and a valiant king. So how is it that you are so infuriated that you are prepared to kill a woman who is your own sister at this auspicious time of her marriage? Why should you be so much afraid of death? Death is already born along with your birth. From the very day you took birth, you began to die. Suppose you are 25 years old, then that means you have already died 25 years. Every moment, every second, you are dying. Why then should you be so much afraid of death? Final death is inevitable. You may die either today or in 100 years. You cannot avoid death. So why should you be so much afraid? Why, actually, death means annihilation of the present body. As soon as the present body stops functioning and mixes with the 5 elements of material nature, the living entity within the body accepts another body according to one's present action and reaction. It is just as when a man walks on the street. He puts forward his foot, and when he is confident that his foot is situated on sound ground, he lifts the other foot. In this way, one after another, the body changes and the soul transmigrates. Why, see how the plant worms change from one twig to another so carefully. Similarly, the living entity changes his or her body as soon as the higher authorities decide on the next body. As long as a living entity is conditioned within this material world, he or she must take material bodies one after another. One's next particular body is offered by the laws of nature according to the actions and reactions of this life. This body is exactly like one of the bodies which we always see in dreams. During our dream of sleep, we create so many bodies according to mental creation. We have seen gold, and we have also seen a mountain. So in a dream, we can see a golden mountain by combining the two ideas. Sometimes in dreams we see that we have a body which is flying in the sky, and at the same time we completely forget the present body. Similarly, these bodies are changing. When you have one body, you forget the past body. During a dream, we may come in contact with so many new kinds of bodies, but when we are awake, we forget them all. And actually, these material bodies are the creations of our mental activities. But at the present moment, we do not recollect our past bodies. The nature of the mind is flickering. Sometimes it accepts something and then immediately rejects the same thing. Accepting and rejecting are the processes of the mind in contact with the 5 objects of sense gratification: form, taste, smell, sound, touch. In its speculative way, the mind comes in touch with the objects of sense gratification. And when the living entity desires a particular type of body, one gets it. Therefore, the body is an offering by the laws of material nature. The living entity accepts a body and comes out again into the material world to enjoy or suffer according to the construction of the body. Unless we have a particular type of body, we cannot enjoy or suffer according to our mental proclivities inherited from the previous life. The particular type of body is actually offered to us according to our mental condition at the time of death. The luminous planets like the sun, moon, or stars reflect themselves in different types of reservoirs like water, oil, or ghee. The reflection moves according to the movement of the reservoir. The reflection of the moon is on the water, and the moving water makes the moon also appear to be moving. But actually, the moon is not moving. Similarly, by mental concoction, the living entity attains different kinds of bodies, although actually one has no connection with such bodies. But on account of illusion, being enchanted by the influence of Maya, the living entity thinks that he or she belongs to a particular type of body, and that is the way of conditioned life. Suppose a living entity is now in a human form of body. He or she thinks that one belongs to the human community, or to a particular country or a particular place. He or she identifies oneself in that way and unnecessarily prepares for another body which is not required by him or her. Such desires and mental concoctions are the causes of different types of bodies. The covering influence of material nature is so strong that the living entity is satisfied in whatever body one gets and identifies with that body with great pleasure. Therefore, I beg to request you, my dear Kamsa, not to be overwhelmed by the dictations of your mind and body. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.